This coming weekend, chefs and ecologists will gather on Appledore Island off the coast of New Hampshire for the eco-culinary retreat Take a Bite Out of Appledore. It's a way to try to show how invasive species, plants, and sea life that are sometimes thought of as pests can be good eating. You hear the word eating there. That means that here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst might have been involved. And yes, she checked out last year's Take a Bite Out of Appledore and joins us in the studio with more. I never heard of this. Hi, Kathy.
It's brand new. It was the first year last year. This will be the second year. And it is a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, tell us more. What happens?
Take a Bite Out of Appledore was conceived by Evan Mallett, who's the chef and owner of the Black Trumpet in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. A woman named Jen Seavey, who's the director of the Shoals Marine Laboratory on Appledore. And Sam Hayward, the chef and owner of 4th Street in Portland. And the goal was to educate people about the island and its history, but also about the number of invasive and non-native species on and around the island.
Right. And, you know, I first heard at Appledore, I thought it was like Harry Potter or something, you know. But you do get a little into that kind of mysterious land when you talk about these invasive species.
It is mysterious and spectacular out there. Let me paint a little picture for you. So cue the seagulls. There they are. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of them out in Appledore. It's only a 45-minute boat ride from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but it's a world away. Whales and dolphins are regularly sighted in the waters, and it's part of the chain of islands known as the Isle of Shoals, which many tourists go to, again, out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So we arrived last August, and almost immediately when we got there, we were told, put on your bathing suits because we're going on an aquatic foraging expedition to find invasive species that would be used and cooked for the dinner that night. So Evan Mallett gave us our marching orders.
We're going to be looking for green crabs, which is an invasive species that increased significantly in the Gulf of Maine until fairly recently. We're also looking for periwinkles, an invasive that's been around here for a very long time, and they make delicious food. So hopefully we're going to have our crack team digging up some periwinkles and green crabs.
So about 12 of us put on snorkel and masks and fins, and we went into that ice cold water. People think the water in Maine is cold. Try going out to the Isle of Shoals. It's really cold.
Okay.
And we did indeed find those green crabs and tons of periwinkles.
Periwinkles?
Periwinkles. They look like snails and they actually taste like them. We also found all kinds of edible seaweed like sugar kelp. It was pretty exciting.
Okay. So that's the water. What about the land?
Even though Appledore is 7 miles from shore, invasive species have also made it onto the land. And John Forty, a master gardener at the Massachusetts Horticulture Society, led a small group of us around the 95-acre island to show us how plants we thought were weeds are also edible and delicious. So we found wild sorrel, wild mint, Indian tobacco, goldenrod, and then John Forty got very excited because he found purslane, a plant that has a lot of history and very good health benefits.
It has a lot of omegas in it. It's got a lot of calcium, and it's delicious. The early colonists would pickle the stalks of it and then eat the leaves fresh on salad. It's very crispy, kind of mucilaginous on the inside, and it has a faint lemony flavor to it.
Mucilaginous, though, Kathy. That does not sound good.
It sounds completely gross, and it became a big joke that weekend because so many of the plants on Appledore were referred to as having mucilage, which was a word that I found very funny. It's actually a thick, kind of gooey substance, and it plays a role in the storage of water and food and seed germination. But it turns out a lot of plants on Appledore have a mucilaginous texture.
Okay. And by the way, we'll have pictures of these plants, too.
Yeah, but the chefs, Sam Hayward and Evan Mallett, just did amazing things to transform these plants into really interesting dishes.
What kind?
We feasted on green crab wings with chili aioli, periwinkles, which I swear tasted like French snails, a gorgeous Asian seaweed salad made with the harvested sugar kelp, and the most incredible tamales, where they used the harvested seaweed as the wrapper instead of corn husk, and they filled it with local lobster. It was a spectacular meal, and one that might have ended up in the garbage pail if we hadn't learned how delicious these invasive foods can be.
Well, is that the point, to, as long as they're here, to eat them or to reduce them by eating them? I mean, what's the point?
The purpose of the weekend was not just to show off these great chefs and what they could do. It was to try to change the way that people think about these foods. I mean, we certainly have a crisis in our fisheries. There are many species that have been overfished. And the people who put together the weekend on Appledore are really hoping that some of these foods that we've thought of as inedible will start showing up in our markets, in our kitchens, in our restaurants, to take the pressure off of the species that are so threatened. So it's all about looking at the edible foods that grow near us in a different light.
Oh, fabulous. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, talking about the Bite Out of Appledore Eco-Culinary Retreat. To find out more, to see pictures of the retreat that Kathy went on last year, or even to, let's give you a couple of Evan Mallett's recipes. I mean, who doesn't want to eat a mucilaginous leafy thing?
You make it sound so sexy.
Go to herenow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.